It may not feel like spring has sprung completely, but it is nearly time for a major regional spring event, Baby Animal Time at Hancock Shaker Village in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. On April 14th, Hancock Shaker Village will begin welcoming visitors to visit their newly restored silos, Dairy L and Roundstone Barn, which will be full of lambs and piglets and calves and chicks and kids, all of this through May 6th. Here to tell us more, our Hancock Shaker Village's Director of Facilities and the Farm, Billy Mangiardi. Thank you, Billy,
for
being here.
Us.
Always good to have you. And Director of Education, Cindy Dickinson, is with us as well. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning.
Very nice to have you on the program. Well, so what is the status of the baby animals right now?
Well, status is we have quite a few already being born, and this week is a very, very busy week with all the lambs being born. What we have already is three litters of pigs, all a week apart. We kind of stage them, so they're different sizes. So we have three litters of pigs, a total of 30 little baby pigs running around the village now. Four baby goats, a set of lambs born yesterday, and we have several, another 10 or so, being born within the next week or so.
Wow. So that's a lot of baby animals. A
lot of babies, all kinds of farm animals, chicks, calves, everything like that.
Now, this is maybe, this is obvious to you and to me, but to other people, maybe not. Baby animals are very cute.
We're all cute when we're young, aren't we, though? I mean, they're adorable. That part of it never gets old for me.
You've seen the ugly baby picture on Facebook.
Cindy and I were discussing on the way over what's cuter, the little lambs, the little goats, but they're all adorable. The little pigs are precious, and truly a beautiful time of year.
That's great. So why is this such a big time for the facility and have so many people come in? I assume it's the draw of these beautiful animals.
Well, certainly, yes, the animals are what people look forward to. We run into people all the time when we're not open talking about exciting, looking forward to coming to baby animals. And for so many people, it's the first time they visit the village when they come in the spring to see the animals. So it's just exciting for us and for them.
Now, for you as Director of Education, how do you put that into the greater perspective of sharing that story of these baby animals to the larger story of Hancock Shaker Village?
Mm. Well, Hancock, as a Shaker site, was known for its dairy farm. So the Roundstone Barn is central to that story. And the Shaker's dairy industry is what kept them going for 200 years. So the animals in it were part of the Shaker story from the beginning. And this is a way for us to remind people what farming was like, some taste of that, the planning that goes into it, the care that's needed for animals, and also just to remind us of the joy of the annual tradition of having to keep those animals coming.
How many animals do you have? I mean, all these babies grow up. Then what do you do?
Well, a lot of them are from my personal farm. Some are from area farms. We get everybody together and bring them all here for baby animals. The village owns a flock of sheep and poultry and a few other cattle and things like that. But a lot of the stuff I bring in for this special event and for the summer season. Populate the farm. We don't have the infrastructure at the village. It's very old to maintain it or the labor all year round. So I tend to bring them in when season begins.
Okay, bring them in, show them off, and then they have a lovely home after.
Yeah, I like to say it's a summer home for my animals.
They vacation. Yeah, no problem there. Talk a little bit, and I guess I'm interested in your perspective on this, Billy, as to how people relate and how you can take that story of these animals and relate it back to the village and put that into a context for visitors,
well,
especially children.
Yes, and that's a big part of it because very few kids nowadays get to go on to a real working farm. We are a real working farm. We have a CSA. We have gardens. We have the animals there. So we are a working farm, and the kids get to interact with them. That's very few places you get to interact with the animals. And I give private tours daily through the whole event, and that consists of about an hour, a little over an hour, of a private tour with whoever chooses to take that tour. And I do things that I grew up doing all my life, but I expose the kids and the grown-ups to that. It's very educational, and what I try to do is get a little something in there for everybody. I'm sure it's fun with the babies and with the focus is on the kids, but when you got all types of teenagers and grown-ups, you like to introduce them to new things and things that are interesting. Get them off the internet and things like that. See the real things, smell the animals, touch them, feel them, and learn about them. And they actually, nobody leaves without a big smile on their face.
There's no app for that, no. 16th annual Baby Animals on the Shaker Farm, and you have all kinds of events, Cindy, that are around this, beginning with the blessing of the animals on the 14th.
Yes, so we're really trying to start off with a nice welcome for the animals. Mark Longhurst, who's the minister at the First Congregational Church in Williamstown, will be leading a non-denominational blessing of the animals that will conclude with a Shaker song. Some of our interpreters will join him to sing Simple Gifts, probably the best-known Shaker song. And then from there, it just keeps going. We have a focus the next weekend on Earth Day. We have folks from the Berkshire Seed Library, which is a new initiative at our local public library to save and share seeds. They'll be there on Sunday, April 22nd, with folks from Berkshire Museum also, and we'll be giving tours of our greenhouse. And then we always look forward to sheep shearing. I think the sheep look forward to that too,
oh,
Billy.
Absolutely.
Not sure.
Yeah.
Where Fred DePaul, who's just a wonderful shearer and a great interpreter of the shearing process, will shear all of our sheep right in front of the public. So if you've never seen that done, that's a great time to come. That's April 28th and 29th.
And so that's April, and then May 5th and 6th, you have Walk and Wonder and Farm Games. What's
yes.
Walk and Wonder?
Walk and Wonder, we have a nice trail that was developed about 10 years ago that takes people through some of the pasture land and the woods that are on our property. It's a very accessible one-mile trail, and there are all kinds of fun things to encounter there, animals that are just around that we don't often think about. So that's going to be a trail walk with one of our interpreters exploring what's out there in the natural world. And then Farm Games, we've been the site for the past 2 years for a Farmers Olympics that's hosted by an organization called Greenagers. It's a lot of different kinds of activities that include hay bale roll, corn toss, just a pail carry.
Yeah.
Just to kind of show you the work that goes into farming, but to also make it fun.
A lot of cool things going on. Just so you can keep track, I'll give this out at the end of the segment as well, but it's HancockShakerVillage.org. And you can see the entire list of events that take place from April 14th to May 6th. It is HancockShakerVillage.org. Let us not forget, of course, the restoration of the silos and the derriel and the roundstone barn. Are we all done?
Yes, we are. We've taken on that was a huge task that we started in November. We've restored two very old silos that were built in the early or late 1800s, early 1900s. They're beautifully restored now, and now people can see what a silo is on the outside and what it's going to look like on the inside. The derriel, which used to be a dairy barn that was built in the early 30s, we totally restored. Everything that was original, we kept original, painted everything, all new wood that was rotted was fixed, foundation work. And the round stone barn, the beams were all fixed underneath for support. You really don't see that, but that's something that was very intense and it needed to get done. And we're going to open up the cellar of the round stone barn. Hasn't been open since the early 60s, or late 60s, I should say. And that'll be another part that Cindy can interpret as we interpret the whole thing. And everything has all new electrical. So there's a lot of work got done over the winter, and it's been very gratifying and that to see it all come to finish.
What do you think? What do people get from going to the cellar and seeing that space that hasn't been open for so many years?
They're going to see, actually, it was where the compost pit was. The animals, there was a dairy barn up above, held 52 cows, and the waste went down through the floor into a pit down below that encircles the whole round stone barn, and it came out in a fashion like that. They're going to see beautiful stonework, and it's all lit down there, and they're going to get a walk and to see how the barn is built from the underneath up. It gives it a different perspective of looking at the barn.
Are there more restoration projects in the future?
We're always building. We own 18 historic buildings, so I'm always trying to upgrade things. My main thing is the envelopes of all the buildings, keeping them very watertight and things like that. Right now, we're just finishing the brick dwelling windows. That's been a two-year project that we did in stages. All the windows, all the woodwork, everything on the brick dwelling where the Shakers lives has been restored.
Well, all of this is going on, and you can check it out by going to Hancock Shaker Village on April 14th. They will begin welcoming visitors to all of those newly restored silos and derriel and roundstone barn. And the lambs, the piglets, the calves, the chicks, the kids, they'll all be there through May 6th. You were going to bring some baby animals in, but that didn't work out because they couldn't be away from their moms.
Yeah, it took a while to get over here, and that's a lot of stress between the moms and the babies. If you guys were right next door, I would sneak it in, sneak it out, but it's kind of a 2 hours away, and at that young age, I kind of was thinking of them.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Well, we're glad you're here, and
thank
we wish you.
You
all the luck in the world with these great events that are coming up. It's the 16th annual Baby Animals on the Shaker Farm. Very exciting, and you can find out more by going to their website, hancockshakervillage.org. They're right in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, but you can find out and plan your visit by going to hancockshakervillage.org. That link will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. Did I forget anything, Cindy? Did we get everything in?
I think you covered everything.
Excellent.
I'll just add that the piglets are my favorite.
All right. The piglets are your favorite. So get on over there. All kinds of wonderful events. Again, it's hancockshakervillage.org. Billy and Cindy, thank you very much for being with us. Wonderful to have you here. Give our best to the baby animals. And we look forward to a beautiful beginning of spring. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.